to Our Shepherd's View, an in-depth discussion with the Most Reverend Mario Alberto Aviles, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Corpus Christi. Join us now as Bishop Aviles shares his thoughts and reflections on this week's gospel, as well as other issues and events happening in the diocese.
Good morning, and welcome to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon, and I'm here with the very Reverend Father Raju Thattankara, who is the Vicar for Clergy, the moderator of the Curia, and pastor at St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles Parish. Good morning, Father. How are you?
I'm good, Jesse. Good morning.
It's good to be here with you on this 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and you will now proclaim the gospel for us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples, gave them authority over unclean spirits, to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter, and his brother-in-law Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon from Cana, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Some powerful images, of course, in this gospel. So many things happening, Father. The call to the harvest, and Jesus commissions and empowers his disciples. Very moving piece of scripture.
Mm-hmm. That's correct, Jesse.
And as you see this, we see the priesthood continuing to be established by Jesus sending them out. And it's also Jesus showing his compassion and generosity as well.
That is very true.
What are some of your reflections on today's gospel?
Jesse, I'll start with a small story.
Okay.
A teacher once gave her students a simple assignment. She asked them to look around the classroom and write down what they saw. Most of the students wrote about books, chairs, windows, and walls. But one student wrote something very different. He wrote, "Chris looks tired. Mary seems worried. Charles has tears in his eyes." Now, that student did not just look. He truly saw. In today's gospel, Jesse, Jesus does exactly that. He looks at the crowds and sees beyond their faces. He sees their burdens, their fears, their confusion, their pain. Now, the gospel tells us that he saw them as harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And his response was not criticism, not judgment, or indifference. His response was compassion. There's a beautiful saying, the highest form of wisdom is kindness. Jesus shows us that true wisdom is not merely knowing facts or giving advice. It is understanding another person's struggle, responding with love. Now, many people can look, but not everyone can truly see. We often notice what people do, but we fail to notice what they are carrying. We see someone's anger, but not their hurt. We see someone's mistakes, but not their battles. We see the smile, but not the tears hidden behind it. Someone once joked, "I finally discovered why people don't mind their own business. They are too busy minding everyone else." There is some truth to it. Mm-hmm. It is often easier to judge people than to understand them. So in today's gospel, Jesus teaches us a different way. He invites us to step into another person's shoes. Compassion begins when we stop asking what is wrong with this person and start asking what might this person be going through. Jesse, I am reminded of a true story about Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Mm-hmm. One day she found a man dying in the gutter, abandoned, miserable. Many people had passed by him. Some were too busy. Some were very afraid. Others simply looked away. But Mother Teresa stopped. She lifted him up, brought him to her home, cleaned his wounds, cared for him with tenderness. Now, before he died, Jesse, the man said, "I have lived like an animal on the streets, but I am dying like an angel, loved and cared for." Think about that. Mother Teresa could not change his entire life. She could not erase all his sufferings, but she gave him something priceless: dignity. She made him feel seen, valued, and loved. That is what Jesus does for us. He sees us when no one else notices. He knows the worries we never speak about. He understands the wounds we try to hide. And he loves us not because we are perfect, but because we are his. We are his children. Then Jesus says something surprising. "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few." There are many people who need encouragement, healing, guidance maybe, and hope. The need is great, but too often people are waiting for someone else to help. Notice what happens next. Jesus tells his disciples to pray for workers. But after they pray, he sends these or those very disciples out on the mission. The ones who prayed became the answer to the prayer. The same thing happens today, Jesse. Mm-hmm. We pray, "Lord, help the lonely." And Jesus says, "Will you visit them?"
Right.
We pray, "Lord, comfort the grieving." Jesus says, "Will you call them?" We pray, "Lord, bring peace to my family." Jesus says, or asks, "Will you take the first step toward forgiveness?" Mm-hmm. As the saying goes, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about." So brothers and sisters who are listening to us, the world does not always need more experts. Sometimes it simply needs more people who care, more people who listen, more people who notice, more people who are willing to stop like Jesus and see with the heart. So today let us ask God for three gifts. Eyes that can truly see, hearts that sincerely care, hands that are needy to serve. For freely we have received God's love, mercy and compassion. Freely we are called to give them away. So I would say this, Jesse, may we become the answer to someone's prayer this week. May we see as Jesus sees, love as Jesus loves, and serve as Jesus serves. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful reflection, Father. And those words, your words, as well as the ones that are connected to Jesus in the scripture, commission and empowerment. Beautiful to pray for something, mm-hmm. but we have a role to play in making those prayers come true mm-hmm. and be answered. As you were reading that so beautifully, I looked back at the very beginning, mm-hmm. the opening line of the gospel that says, Jesus' heart was moved with pity, mm-hmm. where all of this stems from, his sacred heart, his beauty, mm-hmm. his love, and that's where that genuine kindness is from. That's where it originates and how we all strive to emulate that.
Mm-hmm. That's very true, Jesse. So the central message, Jesse, you would agree with me, just what you said. Mm-hmm. You said it very clearly. That is compassion. Mm-hmm. Jesus looks at the crowd and sees they need to be cared. Mm-hmm. That should be our heart. True discipleship begins with the compassion in your heart. You need to notice the struggles and difficulties of people. Just don't be judging people from the appearance.
Like the beautiful story that you said too about that very young student that looked around the classroom and he didn't just see the windows and the doors and the books. He noticed what his fellow students were going through, mm-hmm. Having that level of sensitivity, something that we can all work toward. It doesn't matter our age. We become more aware of the people around us and what they're going through by allowing ourselves to mm-hmm. have that sense of empathy.
Mm-hmm. That's true, Jesse. Yeah, that's very true.
And we can grow so much more by making those changes and taking that first step. We will continue our conversation as Our Shepherd's View continues on this 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We will be right back. Welcome back to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon, here with the very Reverend Father Raju Thattankara, who is the Vicar of Clergy for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, moderator of the Curia, and pastor over at St. Peter, Prince of the Apostle Parish. Father Raju, thank you for being here today. A lot going on at your parish. How are things over at St. Peter's?
It's going very well, Jesse, and we have lots of people. I'm so very proud of people who come to church.
Mm-hmm. Very vibrant parish, but also an active youth group that you have there as well. Nice to see the young people involved too.
Thank you, Jesse.
On this 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, we are reflecting on the Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus challenges us in a lot of ways to not only be more sensitive and have more empathy for the people around us, but also empowers us to take those steps. As Father, as you said in our previous segment, if we're praying for something, a lot of times we don't realize our role and taking action that will lead to a beautiful result.
Correct. Now, in that aspect also, Jesse, I want to mention, remember, Jesus asked the disciples to pray for laborers mm-hmm. before sending them out.
Right.
Now, prayer prepares the heart of the mission. Always, you be a prayerful person. It helps us to recognize God's will and depend on His strength rather than our own.
Right.
Now, you see, interestingly, the disciples who prayed, as I mentioned, became the very laborers they were praying for.
Right.
They were praying for laborers, but with that prayer, with God's intervention, they became the laborers.
They went out and they were able to heal.
That is, yeah,
and,
correct.
And do all those things
correct.
That they were
and
praying
that
for.
Is the power of God.
Uh-huh.
God transforms us. Sometimes when we ask God to solve a problem, He invites us to become part of the solution.
Right.
That's what exactly happened, Jesse.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we may be too close to the situation, or maybe our emotions cloud our view, and stepping away, that's why finding time for reflection, finding time for quiet, and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us to those answers, to those solutions that we a lot of times may not realize how close we are to them, but Jesus will help us to see that more clearly.
Right. Jesse, you know, in just a while ago, you mentioned about Jesus challenges us.
Right.
Okay. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you hit the nail. Okay. So look at this practical action. All those who are listening to us today, mm-hmm. just now, after hearing this gospel, what could you do? A practical lesson. This is what I would suggest. A simple challenge would be to truly notice one person this week. Perhaps a lonely neighbor, a struggling co-worker, maybe a family member who needs encouragement, or someone who feels forgotten. Offer a listening ear, maybe a kind word, a phone call maybe, or an act of service. These are the small challenges that we could easily perform. Small acts of compassion can make a profound difference.
That ties back to what you were saying too about how the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Mm-hmm. So much to be done, so many things to maybe notice and then act on, mm-hmm. as opposed to just, oh, hopefully somebody will fix it. No, we are part of the solution, as you said, which I think is so beautiful. And I'm going to hang on to those words as well too, because I think empowering ourselves through the Lord and saying we were given our talents. Each one of us has our own gifts. Mm-hmm. And these different gifts that we have, when they're put in service of others, mm-hmm. to help others, that is when we truly can see God at work in our lives and in the lives of others through our actions and words.
Right.
It's amazing to see how it's all connected.
Yeah. Also, Jesse, remember this, you know, Jesus did not just ask you to look at people.
Right.
He truly saw them.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned about the story, about that boy saw in what they are going through.
Mm-hmm.
In his his friends, you know, those who are his classmates.
Mm-hmm.
Gospel invites us to do the same. Every person we meet carries joys, burdens, fears, and hopes that we may not see.
Mm-hmm.
So what could be the takeaway message today? When we learn to see with the heart, compassion becomes natural. And we become instruments of God's love in the world. So, modern society, Jesse, what is our challenge? We live in the fast-paced world where it is easy to become distracted and self-focused. For example, social media
right.
can keep us connected and sometimes less attentive to the people right beside us. So, this gospel, I'm very much... the word that you used, that is the right word, challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm repeating the same thing. This gospel challenges us not to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Notice others and move from observation to compassion.
Action and compassion.
Right.
Also, we were talking about how the empathy, connecting that to a spirit of generosity. Mm-hmm. You really needed help. I was there to help. And then that person hopefully will carry that on. Such a beautiful thing. It's almost like we're taking the idea of generosity, combining it with empathy, and really having the effects be so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
By going into our coming week with that mentality, as you said, one person, mm-hmm. it can make a huge difference.
That's true.
Also, Father, this week was the occasion of the U.S. bishops consecrating the United States of America to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. As we know, coming up this July 4th, our country celebrates its 250th birthday. Such a beautiful moment for our country, but also one where we take the gospel message, again, put it into action, and pray for our country, for its consecration, for its future, of course, for our current leaders, as well as what lies ahead for us. We were very blessed to have you join our staff for lunch earlier this week, and you were talking about all your many travels around the world and all the different places that you visited. And being here in the U.S., you have seen so many changes, I'm sure, in your time as a priest. What are some of your reflections on how we can consecrate our country to Jesus and His Sacred Heart?
First of all, Jesse, I know that I must tell this, you know, America is the most beautiful country on this planet. Mm-hmm. It's the blessed nation. I've lived in many countries, mm-hmm. many places, and I have seen the freedom that we enjoy. God, I would say this again, has truly blessed us. And it's a beautiful thing for the bishops' conference to dedicate America to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Sacred Heart, when I was growing up, at home, there was a Sacred Heart image. Mm. And if my memory is correct, Saint Margaret Mary, she was a French nun in 1670. She had some promises given to her, some 12 promises from the Sacred Heart. And one of them was, if you honor the image of Sacred Heart, I will bless your home. And there were other promises. Mm-hmm. For example, Sacred Heart will be refuge during life and especially at the time of death. Mm-hmm. I forget all other promises, correct? Would be comfort to people who are in struggle. Mm-hmm. Some places, and we should do this, mm-hmm. all the families, they consecrate, it's called enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus into their families. Jesus, the Sacred Heart of Jesus becomes, they ask Jesus to take care of their homes. So there is a beautiful prayer. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust in you. Bless my home, my family, and everyone. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful prayer. So I think we should always have a deep devotion to Sacred Heart. And I'm very proud of this is happening in this blessed nation.
It really sets the tone for the future, gives us an opportunity to come together in prayer. As you said, family by family, honoring the Sacred Heart. And earlier this week, the U.S. bishops got together for a beautiful Mass, and you can still see the recording of that Mass and all of the resources, as well as the prayer that Father Raju will conclude our program with here. All of it is available at usccb.org. You can find it there. Also, information available on our diocesan website at dioceseccc.org. Father, if you would now end our program by reading this beautiful prayer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
O most Sacred Heart of Jesus, you know the longings of our hearts, and you desire that we enjoy friendship with you. From your pierced side, you have poured out the wellspring of life, for which we thirst. Your heart burns with a love for all people to return to a right relationship with you. We celebrate the abundant gifts you have given this nation, founded on the self-evident truths that our Creator has endowed all people with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We make reparation for the offenses against you and against the human dignity that have taken place in this nation. May our hearts be united to yours, so that our families and communities enjoy peace and happiness. May broken relationships be reconciled, injustices repaired, and the wounds of our land be healed. May your Holy Catholic Church serve as a sign pointing all people to your infinite love. O desire of nations and sender of history, we ask you to bless these United States of America, who live and reign with God the Father, the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us.
This has been Our Shepherd's View with the Most Reverend Mario Alberto Aviles, Bishop of Corpus Christi. Our Shepherd's View is a production of 89.5 KLUX and the Diocese of Corpus Christi Office of Communications and Public Relations. You can hear the podcast of this program at goccn.org. Thank you for listening.